welcome to the second episode of Navigating Network, the podcast by Scouts Black Pair, who are the Scout Network in Worcester. So I'm Steve, and with me today we've got quite a lot of people. We've got Jess.
Hello.
We've got Nath.
Hiya.
Liz.
Hi.
Kai.
Hello.
Josh.
All right.
Bliss.
Hi.
Ali.
Hello.
And we've also got Charles doing our sound for us. So thank you, Charles, for helping us out with this. This podcast is aimed for an audience of 14 plus. There's nothing too horrible in here, but we do occasionally drop a swear word or two.
Fuck.
We thought we'd better talk about what we're actually doing here. We kind of jumped in last week, whenever the last episode was, we kind of jumped in into talking about stuff and not really what we're doing. So I guess a few of us decided we want to do a podcast. We want to kind of talk about some of the stuff we do in network, sort of our scouting experiences, all of that kind of thing. Throw out a few ideas of games and quizzes and stuff you could play with your sections potentially if you're a leader.
Yeah, and just general shenanigans, short for shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah, there have been plenty of shenanigans. Most of them we've kind of cut out of the podcast.
General tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Hooliganification.
Yeah. Fuckery, one might say.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
We thought we'd give it a try. That's what happened last time. And then we thought, hang on, that was actually quite a lot of fun. A few people have listened to it. I wouldn't say we've got a large audience, but it sounds quite cool.
24 views on YouTube, baby. We're popping off.
But you've recruited more of us idiots
to come join. Yeah, we've kind of doubled the number of people we've got in the room almost.
To be fair, I listened to it, liked it so much that I've come along and joined.
A couple of weeks ago, Owen ran a session called Manhunt for us, which was a big wide game that we played in the middle of Worcester. I think Jess and Ali, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. It was such a great evening.
We marked off an area of Worcester on a map, and a couple of people had to hide, and the rest of us were looking for them. So that ended up with some shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. I was the only one not to get caught out of everybody who hid.
Yeah,
which I'm proud of.
Yeah, that was quite an achievement.
Where did you hide?
He just went home.
No, went to a train station.
Oh,
no, right. I did actually. I did want to, then didn't. I went south instead of north.
Explain Manhunt then, as someone who's never actually been to a...
Is it like that TV show?
The celebrity Manhunt one. They do a celebrity one and a normal one.
The one where the celebs have to run around the country not getting found by...
You mean Hunted?
Yeah, that probably.
Yeah.
Because you did one before, didn't you? Owen has done both of them.
We tried to organise one before, but it got rained off. And we thought, okay, generally... for wet weather program, we just put a waterproof on. But in this case, it was raining quite hard and we needed other people to be outside as well, just to be able to blend in with. So, yeah. So we marked off this map. It's effectively like hide and seek. We sent a couple of people, me and Mark were the first people to go off. So we went and hid. Everybody gave us 5 minutes and then they followed after us. Yeah, we managed to avoid being caught until the very end. I kind of ran into Jess and Sarah.
Around the back of the house.
Yeah, I was literally just...
walking down the dark.
I was thinking, are those people I need to run away from?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who was the chasers? Who?
So first round, it was myself, Sarah, Ali and Aiden, and then Owen and Jess.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was everybody who wasn't the hiders on that particular
one. Right, yeah. Pre-leading to us walking into you, we'd met up with Ali and Aiden just off, was it down by the view?
Okay, yeah.
They'd walked along the shambles saying that they hadn't seen anything. So we sort of halfway along turned off the shambles to go onto that back road where we eventually found you.
Yeah.
And we were just walking along. And we were just chatting to ourselves.
I'm sure I recognised that red coat. And then I was oh shit, is them. And maybe I should have just ran off at that point, but...
I think that would have been more suspicious.
Yeah.
What happens if you get found?
We take a photo to the group chat and disprove. Yeah.
You don't like die or anything, just to be clear.
Oh, they don't like.
No.
Do you have to get like tagged them? Because if they'd seen you,
yeah, I'd imagine it was you. Tagging was the thing.
Okay. That does sound quite fun.
Which leads me on to the last game we played. I think that's the closest I've ever been to being tackled by a member of the public in the middle of Worcester before.
A member of the public?
Explain yourself okay, right so now.
For the final round, it was more objective-based. Sarah and I had to go to various areas around the town centre. So there was the Waterstones, the art gallery.
There were various locations. Yeah, fountains on South Quay.
So we were coming back towards the McDonald's when he ran across the road and tackled us.
I didn't notice, but Sarah told me afterwards, like, that member of the public that you just ran past was full on ready to tackle you. I didn't realise it was a game at first.
Yeah. I think the bag that I was carrying didn't help me either. With blending in. I was carrying a Marvel lounge fly.
It was really difficult to spot people at a distance, though, because you'd see people and just not realise who they were. And especially in the crowded bits of Worcester, it was like, I have to keep your wits about you. But that was a really good...
And Sarah and I, for the most part, we're following Aidan along the riverbank. I'd noticed him from a distance. The red on his bag sort of gave him away to me. And I was trying to keep the shadows because, of course, my red jacket would give me away.
Yeah.
And the second I start to speed up for long, I was like, he's seen us and he's panicking.
Yeah.
I like the idea of doing with public transport.
Yeah.
I don't.
You just want an excuse to go on trains.
Yeah.
Public transport.
I appreciate the honesty.
Public transport, like, actually terrifies me.
But I feel like that would be a really cool activity to do in, like, London or somewhere.
Yeah. In London, you can do loads of public transport.
That would be quite
things.
Cool.
Yeah. So, Liz, you had some questions your explorers have for us.
Yes. So I spoke to them on Friday. They made me a pancake and they gave me these questions. So the first question is it true that you play D&D twice a month? Which immediately I said yes to them, but I thought we could maybe go into more detail.
Yeah, because we started off, didn't we, with, like, hey, some of us want to try D&D as a network activity. So Tom DM'd a game for us. And then after we finished that, I think everybody was, that's quite cool. Should we just keep playing this? And we just seem to have recruited so many more network members to play D&D.
It was something that, like, I had heard about in things like Stranger Things and, I don't know, just, like, hearing about it being, like, sweaty men playing it in their basements. and then I was like, hey, I'm going to go and just see what it's like. And I went, and it's one of those things where you can't go once and then never go again. Like, you just get hooked, and now
I'm just looking at Josh here.
And I'm looking in turn across at Nate. I'm pretty sure me and you are the newest players.
Were playing before me.
I was playing before you.
Yeah.
I'm just really bad at it.
And then, like, you just end up where it's just, like, part of your routine, and now I play it in network twice a month, and then outside of network I play it once a week. And yeah, I love it now.
Yeah.
And I'm not sweaty, and I'm not a man, and I'm not in a basement.
Do we have any more questions?
We have got more questions. The next one is, what's the age range? So do we have any 18? Are you 18?
Yeah, just about.
So are you? No, we have one 18-year-old in the room. That is the youngest age you can be. Mm-hmm. And then we have...
The oldest.
Well, I mean, technically, if we're talking about the oldest.
And then you've got a few volunteers, like currently just me, who hang around and try and, like, make network work.
So the age range is technically 18 to 25, but, like, really it's like... finishes at 25. Yeah. The next question is, do you do many camps?
We do a few. I think generally people are quite busy, and there's a lot of camps that people go on as leaders and stuff, if they're leaders. We did quite a few last year, didn't we? Because we did, like, a movie marathon sleepover.
Was Remembrance Day sleepover last year, or was that the year before?
I think that was the year before.
Not that I can't remember much.
We went to, well, we didn't go to Brownsea, did we?
No, we didn't in the end. It was still a good camp.
A wind warning, so they cancelled all the ferries.
Yeah.
But we had a good camp near Brownsea Island and possibly looked at it from a... No, because it was too foggy. We didn't even look at it.
No, we didn't even see it. We saw Baden Powell, though. He was there.
Yeah, I saw the statue.
Really? I thought he died.
No, he was there. It's a myth.
No pictures.
And then Kathy didn't quite fall in the harbour.
Was she planning on falling in the harbour?
Well, she was like standing on the edge of it and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, she was, yeah. And we did quite a lot of walk. We just walked, didn't we?
We went to the lifeboat museum. That was quite cool.
That was. But then we just walked down the beach until we got into a completely separate town. And then we walked back. That's all.
Oh, yeah,
we just
remember
walked
that.
A lot. And then we had a big bonfire.
Yeah.
Which we were meant to cook on, but it was quite intense.
And so, then we had...
Wait, were you camping?
Yeah, we were like...
Oh, that explains intense. Why it was intense.
Yeah, and then we had our summer camp to Isle of Man, so that was a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a complicated week. I think there was a lot of really cool stuff, but I think a lot of people found it quite challenging.
You, Mark, and Sarah just peaced out. For like 3 hours one evening, we were like, cool, they're on the beach, that's fine. And everyone just carried on. I think it was understood at that point.
Yeah.
But it was a good camp. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And then coming up, we've got a Dungeons & Dragons camp. Mm. I'm still not quite sure whether that's going to be a camp full of playing Dungeons & Dragons or a camp full of themed activities around.
Maybe
it.
It's just like roll for sandwich and you have to like roll for every aspect of the camp.
We actually do D&D like before life, so we have to roll our moves.
Yeah, but... like, can I go to the toilet? Oh, yeah. I got a nat one. Guess I can't.
Initiative.
And then we've got your farm camp, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to talk
about that. I'm excited for that.
So am I. It should be good.
We've got a Scouts of the World Award Discovery, so that's one of the top awards you can get in Network, and that discovery camp is part of like the first thing you do on your way to getting that award. That's actually next weekend. And then this summer we're going to Scotland. So that sounds quite interesting. We've got some cabins up there for a week.
And then the final question, which we now need to enter like our most obnoxious like salesperson voices, because it's why would explorers want to join Network? I think it's worth mentioning that like, I don't think Network is very much like Explorers at all.
No,
it's
no,
just.
Not at all.
I mean, I would say it's just tomfoolery, but some people might not really get what I'm going for there.
I think it's fair to say there's still like a point to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun, but it's also sort of we're still doing like adventure and community and international and
it's
skills for life.
The structure behind it.
Yeah, there's scouting elements, but you're more free to sort of. Run with it a little bit more than you are when I explore, as I would say.
Yeah.
And I think it's like...
I was an explorer for like a month. What do you want?
And I think it's like, I don't know, like a really good opportunity to try something that maybe you wouldn't have done before. Like I said about Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, I don't think anyone would look at me in the street and go, oh, I bet you that's someone that plays Dungeons & Dragons, but now I love it. And like things like this, like how many people around this table have done a podcast before?
No, nope.
Five of us.
You didn't get the
job. Oh, yeah, true.
A month ago. Yeah.
I have this issue, like, cause I've been trying to talk to some of my college friends about Network, try and get them involved. Sure. And, like, what actually do we do, Network?
Everything. The thing is what don't we do? Like, we do D&D, we go to the pub,
we do a lot of social things, but also a bit of an adventure in there as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of basically whatever people want to suggest to run, as long as it's not actively dangerous or against scouting rules. Hmm. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Feel free to run it.
Just has a lot of freedom. So it's a case of you turn up to what you want to do, and if you want to run something, you run what you want to run and what you think others will enjoy. So yeah, it's just a case of you're free to do sort of whatever.
And then they're like, there's also like that sort of no pressure kind of thing. I remember when I was in Explorers, if I wouldn't go to something, I'd be like, oh, I feel really bad. Whereas now I'm like, if I don't want to do something...
You don't have to.
Yeah. I ain't doing it.
It's a very pick and mix and sort of pay as you go. And
like we have people that like don't turn up for 6 months at a time. And they're still...
That's going to be in the summertime when I'm 3.5 hours away at home. Yeah.
I think as well as if there's something you're particularly interested in, you can bring that to the table.
Like, yeah, definitely.
I don't know anyone else at Network that has a farm and could do a farm camp, yeah, for example. And that's something that I could bring because it's something I have some level of passion for.
So, yeah, I guess generally a bit of whatever people want to do.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the best answer, I think, is what Network do. It's just whatever we want.
It's a bit of a fun, a bit of a distraction away from like work or uni or yeah. college work.
So, next question, Liz.
And that's it. That's all the
that's
questions.
That's all the questions. Cool.
Questions complete.
Well, hopefully that clears a few things up.
Also, shout out to 7th Bromsgrove Explorers. Big up.
Let's go. And if anybody else is listening to this and has any questions, send them in.
If you want
I'm
to
not
join.
Sure how. Yeah.
Steve's phone number is.
His address.
Yeah, his Steve's phone number and address and personal information.
And his national insurance number.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like you actually have that.
She would. Yeah.
I think basically anywhere you got this podcast, there'll be a link on it for how to contact us somehow. So I didn't make it, but I heard there was a ghost walk.
Yes.
That was part of fundraising for the Belgium trip, wasn't it?
There was several. There's a group from Worcester District who are going to Belgium, scouts and leaders, and a few young leaders. And we were in the capable hands of Matt Harris from 20th.
Love him.
Yeah, Matt's
nicest
great.
Guy ever.
So he used to work as a battlefield tour guide around Worcester, and he worked in the was it the armory?
Commandery,
that's it. I keep calling it the armory for some reason. Anyway. He works there, so he knows a lot of the ghost stories. And we got led around by him for about 2 hours.
Yes, it was amazing. Like, 10 out of 10, I would go again. Sorry. I even went twice.
I was going to say, you did go again.
I will clarify, we had a few for the general public, and then we put one on specially for Network. And that was quite fun.
I also went twice, because I learned from
not joining
the Network that I need to listen to this.
Finally. But yeah, it was just like a really... nice wholesome little evening, just like walking around Worcester, and it was genuinely fascinating.
Yeah.
Like some of the stories and knowledge that he had was like incredibly fascinating.
Did you see any actual ghosts?
No.
We did see some teenagers that were very drunk. There was a bottle of vodka.
People who were drinking who shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And they were breaking into a building site. But that's beyond the point. No, it ended up being very successful. We raised a fair amount of money. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say how much. And I don't know the amount anyway. But it was very successful. And we're going to Belgium in August, I think. First week in August. So that would be nice.
Is that where Brussels is?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're not going there. We're going to Ypres.
Sorry, what?
Ypres.
We're going to Ypres. It's called Ypres. I don't know. It's spelled like Y-P-E-S-P-E or something like
Josh,
that.
Josh, when I get home, I'll be going,
you're
gonna
be going
to Ypres.
So, Jess, you have a quiz?
Yeah, it's just a bit of a general knowledge one, really. Okay, so question one. What is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet?
D.
Do you want the answers now or do you want
alpha
beta
gamma
visible light
delta yeah it's delta
x-rays and gamma rays
delta yeah
so it technically is D
delta.
So question two is, what is the term for a word that reads forwards and backwards the same?
Sorry, Howl the Monkey's just broken.
I think that's called a taco cat.
Is it a palindrome? Which, funnily enough, isn't a palindrome. But race car is.
Question three. How many dots appear on a pair of dice? And we're talking about the standard dice here.
Six-sided dice.
Yes.
I think...
No, it's 42. No, it's 42.
I was going to say, 42. I think this is the a ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything.
He's right, it is 42. That's funny, because it's from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Imagine being able to do a mentor.
Question four. True or false? Halloween started out as an ancient Irish festival.
Oh, I know this one. You've become a seal again.
Oh, what's it? It starts with an S. It's called... Yes, it's true. It's called like, it's like Siobhan or something like that. You know, like a weird Irish. Samhain. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's true. Let's go with that.
Hang on, I need to Google this now. Sam.
Question five. In what decade was the internet created?
Steve?
Are we talking about the internet as in like computer networking, or are we talking like the World Wide Web?
I don't know. I didn't specify.
Can we? Yeah, I think we do need to just put this to the only person.
Because I'm pretty sure the second one of those is the 90s.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like, and the first one of them would have been before that, probably 70s, 80s.
I think it's like the first one. The first one.
Okay. What is 90s?
1990s. What about that?
Question six. Like
then?
We hold these truths to be self-evident appear on what famous historical document?
Oh, it's in Hamilton. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Oh, she was reading it. Yeah. No, American. No, because they hadn't written that yet.
Declaration of Independence?
Oh, no, it's Declaration of Independence. Fuck!
Which it was?
Yeah.
I'm not saying until a very good question. What country drinks the most coffee per capita?
It's got to be America, surely.
India?
Per capita, though.
Coffee.
What is a capita?
I don't know. I reckon it's America, because it's all, they sit there in these diners and they just walk up and like fill it up every 2 minutes.
I think you're also thinking of the 90s, but... I don't think.
Well, they do it in Gilmore Girls.
I'm going to go India.
I stand corrected.
You're going to go India?
Oh.
Thanks,
why
Nate.
Why India?
I think it might be
or like
India as
China
well.
Or like China's
that. Tea.
Chai is tea.
No, China.
China.
I mean, you're right, though. China is tea.
I'm still right. I don't know why you're booing.
I think it would be something unexpected.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't think... Oh, India and coffee or
something.
Brazil!
That.
Brazil!
Yeah, India.
India.
Brazil, that's where all the coffee beans come from.
Good. Not all of them.
All the good ones. That's...
What is the highest rating film on IMDb as of today?
Ooh.
I mean, Barbie.
No.
No.
Which one's that?
Of all time.
Oh, of all time, yeah.
As in the highest number of stars that yes. people have given it.
Ooh. Avatar?
Steven. Godfather, Avatar.
I reckon
one
it's
the Batman trilogy.
No, I reckon it'll be Godfather.
I think it's one of the Star Wars.
One of the Star Wars.
It won't be one of the Star Wars ones.
What about Titanic? One of the
Marvel
ones.
Lord of the Rings is up there, but it's not the top. I don't think.
You've just got to think, like the kind of people who are going on IMDb.
Next question.
Where does the Tour de France finish?
France.
Yeah, where in France? You're going to be specific where in France.
Is it the Le same every year?
Brussels.
I think so. I don't listen. I don't follow the Tour de France.
I don't think
no. It's in Belgium.
Oh, Brussels. Brussels.
Yeah.
I was going to say Lyon.
French embassy.
I think Paris. I originally thought Paris.
What's
that?
That's about all of my French.
Oh. Champagne.
What?
I'm going to Lyon.
And the final question is, what is a group of pandas known as?
Oh, an embarrassment. I know that.
No, that's just what we're known as. Is that actually an embarrassment of
yeah,
pandas?
Yeah, a group of pandas is called an embarrassment.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's so sad. Is that...
Yeah. That's all the questions.
So how many did we get?
I know I got one right.
I know I got at least two right.
So the answer to question number one was Delta.
Cool.
B. Nice.
The answer to question two was the palindrome.
Yes!
The answer to question three was 42.
Ultimate answer.
Question number four was true. The answer is true. It is an ancient Irish festival Halloween.
Cool. Called? Samhain.
I did not know that.
Which is probably not
now.
Pronounced like that. Sorry, I have lots of witchy friends.
The answer to question five was that the internet was created in the 1960s.
Okay, ooh. I was a bit late then.
It was a space race, wasn't it? It was during all that.
Yeah. It started off as, like, American military networks.
Yes.
The answer to question six was the Declaration of Independence.
Well done, Dan.
That was a good guess.
And it was also in Hamilton.
As soon as you said it, I knew it was, so yeah.
Yeah.
The answer to question seven, Finland.
Most coffee?
The most coffee, apparently.
Oh, I guess it's quite cold, but I'd go more for hot chocolate.
You answered question eight. You have the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Now you mention that. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm probably going to butcher this because I don't speak much French anymore because I used to study it at GCSE.
So it's not Lyon.
The answer to question nine is the Avenue de Champs-Élysées in Paris.
That's like that song.
Would you accept Paris? Did anybody say Paris?
Well, I had Lyon. I think I had Paris in my conversation.
Paris.
Oh, yeah. Fair play.
And the answer to question 10 was an embarrassment.
Nice one, Madden.
Of course you know that, Josh.
I'm just good with random facts.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jess.
No problem.
So, the youth team are working very hard. We have a new team. I won't spoil too much, but a lot of exciting things to come. That's pretty much it.
Am I right in thinking there's a Shire Voice happening soon?
So, Shire Voice is happening in the 31st of May and the 1st of June. Look at my memory go. So it's in a few months' time, but that's very exciting as well. Some of our team members went to the UK Youth Forum at the weekend, and I think they had a really good time and learned a lot, so that's very good.
Yeah. So for Shire Voice, that's a chance for young people to share their voice basically, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and it's a really good opportunity. We're thinking of doing it differently this time, and it's just a way for the young people to say, like, you know, what they really like about the county and their districts and their groups and whatever they want to talk about, or like what they think we could do differently to engage with more people. It's a really good opportunity. We're going to do one face-to-face and then one virtually. So that's hopefully cool. As many people can sign up as possible.
Yeah, because we are quite a wide county really, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
So where's the face-to-face one, or is that all still to be released?
It should be here.
In the 8th Worcester.
Yeah. So sort of centrally, and then one over Zoom on the Sunday.
Yeah, that's quite cool. Thank you for this. Our team, county youth team representative. Yep. Charles, as our district youth team representative, you've got anything to add?
Yeah, we're doing an Explorer Council. So we've got...
Oh, yeah.
No, you're bringing that back?
We're bringing it back.
No!
It's been dead since COVID and now it's coming back again.
The memories I have.
Yeah, honestly.
But this is a district one rather than a county one.
Yeah. So I don't really know what the plan is with it, but I know it's this week. So that should be quite exciting. Yeah.
I can't remember the dates, but there was like representatives from each Explorer as in Explorers, coming to a forum. And you said that was this week.
I think it is, yeah. Unless I've done my calendar wrong, but I think it's this week.
And then between your team and the District Explorer team, they're going to probably collate some results to that and then feed that back and make stuff happen.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to our second episode of Navigating Network. We've been Scouts Black Pair. Goodbye.
Bye.
We're all waving. You can't see that.
Bye bye.